last night I got a phone call, or a series of phone calls, from Joel, our friend Joel Davis. And this is the first time Joel's been able to ring me since he was arrested, I think 2 months ago, maybe over 2 months ago. I'll have to check the dates. It feels like it's been ages since he was arrested. But he's been held in Long Bay Jail in a punishment ward, in a cell without a shower or a TV. Some days he doesn't get to shower. They basically decide when he showers by taking him from his cell into a different block where there are showers. You see, Joel has been classified by the prison system as a national security threat, or risk. I don't know if they use the term risk or threat, but he's a national security threat. And what that means is he basically doesn't have any rights. He doesn't have the right to any books. He doesn't have the right to see a priest, a chaplain inside the prison. He doesn't have the right to anything. He just sits there. He doesn't even have a Bible, guys. They won't give him a Bible. If you're just like landing on this story now and you don't know the details, Joel made a social media post criticizing a politician, or directing people to criticize a politician. That's why he was arrested. That's why he's in jail. So no Bible, no shower. He doesn't get any yard time. He hasn't seen the sun in well over a month, he said. And he doesn't have the right to complain because of his classification as a national security threat. I've never really heard of a situation like that before, especially not for somebody accused of a crime that's really not that serious. And Joel's just the first person they're hitting with this. They're going to send a lot of people to jail for comments that they've made online in Australia. This is just the start. And what they want to normalize here, what they're trying to do, is they're trying to create a whole new threshold of crime called hate crime. And hate crime, or hate criminals, will experience similar consequences legally to actual terrorists. So what does this mean for our country? What does this mean for Australia and our future? Well, this is bad for everybody, guys, because this is all a new precedent. This hasn't happened to anybody in Australia for ideological reasons before. No one has been thrown in jail, declared a national security risk, denied books, denied showers, denied access to basic human rights because of a social media post. This has never happened before in Australia's history, and it's bad for everybody. It's bad if you're a university student. It's bad if you're a bricklayer. If they can do this to Joel Davis, they can do it to you as well. They can do it to anybody who's saying anything on social media that they don't like. But that's what this new hate speech and hate crime stuff is going to be about. They'll be throwing people in jail who are critical of the government and its lobbyists. Combating anti-Semitism, combating hate, combating so-called far-right extremism. This will all just be the excuse the government uses to arrest people and throw them in jail for having the wrong opinion. And Joel Davis is the exemplary case demonstrating that. Joel Davis is the first of hundreds of political prisoners. Future police work won't really be about catching criminals. It'll be about sitting in an office trawling social media, working out who is criticizing the government most effectively, who's getting popular doing it, throw them in jail. It's like Australia is competing against England and European, Western European nations for who can be the gayest communist country in the world. And this is how it's going to be for Australians in the future. And this is what happens when you disengage from politics and live in your own fucking bubble. This is what happens when you just sit around watching football and eating chips. And you might think to yourself, well, I'm not as vocal as Joel Davis was, and I'm not as opinionated as Joel Davis was, so I'll be fine. They'll leave me alone. Maybe you'll be left alone for 6 months, maybe a year, but eventually something you write on the internet, something you say to a colleague at work, something is going to bring the police down on you. So Joel, he's been held in pretty poor conditions. He's a national security threat, according to the jail and the political system. He doesn't even have a Bible. He doesn't have access to a shower. He doesn't get to shower on some days. He doesn't have any sunlight or any yard where he can actually go out into natural light. But despite all that, he's in good spirits, and he's confident that he will be released within the next month or two. And I have to say that I feel a sense of pride. I feel proud that he's my mate, because he's making the most of a bad situation. He's not letting it get him down. He doesn't seem to be upset at all. Even though I might not always see eye to eye with him on everything, I think it's awesome that regardless of the consequences, he stood up for what he believed in. And yeah, I'm proud that he's my mate. So you guys will hear from Joel soon enough, and I'll keep you updated. I'm pretty sure a fundraiser will be launched, a new fundraiser to try to support Joel with his legal expenses will be launched pretty soon. I'll share that when it's available. It'll probably get taken down by payment processes and stuff, but I'm sure the guys supporting Joel will work out a strategy where it can stay up somehow by creating a legal trust fund or something. That's the update, guys, and that's my take on the whole matter. And that's where we're at in Australia. That's our country right now.